This is the Market Your Business Like a Pro podcast, episode 61.
Welcome to the Market Your Business Like a Pro podcast with Ken Countess. Ken is an internationally recognized marketing expert. This podcast will give you tips on how to market your business more effectively than ever before to help you make more money, whether you're just starting out or have been in business for years. And now, here's Ken Countess.
Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Market Your Business Like a Pro podcast. I'm Ken Countess, and I'm delighted to have Angela Betancourt with me today. Angela is a global communications specialist. She's got over 10 years of experience, and you'll learn over the next few minutes that she's worked on multicultural and integrated communication campaigns around the world. She's been working with businesses, organizations, entrepreneurs, community and government leaders, all to help them achieve their communication goals. Have I left anybody out on that list?
You're good.
I'm good? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. So Angela has experience creating and adapting communication strategies and messaging for lots of different kinds of audiences, internal teams, media, government officials, community leaders, non-government agencies, ministries, departments, agencies, the private sector. She's worked with some pretty big brands too, brands we all know, American Red Cross, MTV, Super Bowl, Dunkin' Donuts, I mean, the list goes on and on. Plus, and this is one I'm curious about, a multiple Grammy Award-winning musician. To help tell strong stories and increase mind share and grow market share. She's got, as you'll find out over the next few minutes, great understanding of media relations, and she's helped her clients secure features in some pretty big names in terms of U.S. media platforms like Entrepreneur Magazine, The New York Post, Inc., Forbes, National Geographic, Good Morning America, and The Katie Couric Show. Angela, welcome to the Market Your Business Like a Pro podcast. It's great to have you here.
And it's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm delighted. I'm really looking forward to our conversation. Angela is based in Miami, right?
At the moment.
At the moment. And I'm based at the moment in Orlando. As many of our listeners know, those who listen to us episode after episode, I love living in Orlando, and it's always a treat to talk to people, no matter where they're located. Angela, I think you're the first person I've got on the show from Miami, so a special welcome to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So let's talk about today's topic, which is marketing integration across all digital presence. Let's chat about that, and just give us your feel. What's your take on the need to integrate your marketing everywhere?
Yeah. So the idea behind that is taking your communications, your marketing message, right? Looking at what your brand is, what you stand for, and making sure that that's integrated across all of your platforms, so that nothing is living on its own, right? So if you are a brand and there's a particular message that you want to share with your target audience, perhaps it's that you are a leader in that particular space, or there's a compassionate aspect to the work that you do, or you want people to know that you are the hardest working person in an industry, or there's a particular positioning that you have strived to attain with your brand or in your business, to ensure that that comes across clearly across all of your channels. What I've seen happen in several cases is that someone's communication message comes across very clearly on their website. Then you look at their social media and you don't quite get that same impression.
Right.
So it's looking at ensuring that your messaging, your marketing messaging, your brand identity communicated consistently throughout all of your platforms.
Yeah, one of our other guests talked about it as the brand persona. And so I think that applies here is you really want to be sure that what you're conveying for your brand is consistent, that there's no disconnect between the way someone perceives you when they see you on the web, they see you on Facebook, other media, and so on. And do I have that right?
Correct. That's exactly correct. When you take this persona, your brand persona, as your guest mentioned, and ensure that it's consistent on your social media, on your website, in your direct marketing to your audience. So newsletters, things that you submit quarterly, for example, so that there isn't a disconnect between those various platforms.
So let's talk about a couple of examples of how you've done that.
Sure. So one of the things that I like to do is establish a benchmark. Mm-hmm. When I start working with a new entrepreneur or a small business, I like to understand where they currently are on all of their external and internal communications to mm-hmm. their team. And I look at that and I say, okay, where are the inconsistencies, right? Where are there areas that this particular imagery, content, copy doesn't match to the brand identity that they are trying to portray? Oftentimes, it goes even beyond that. Sometimes it's about looking at what the brand is. Mm-hmm. So there isn't always a clear brand identity. And oftentimes that's where you have to start, is to first say, what exactly do you want to communicate to your audience? And now let's make sure we're doing that consistently across all of the platforms.
Great. One of the things I loved about reading your bio was that it's about internal and external messaging, and that they do have to be aligned.
Yes.
I can think of multiple situations where I was working for a big company, and at the very highest levels, they were trying to ensure that the culture that they were creating internally was communicated externally as well, so that it's a great place to work. Great. Well, why? You know, what makes this brand so powerful? I worked at places like Marriott and Motorola, and it was very, very important to think of in both of those specific cases as you're working for a family. Well, it turns out in those specific examples, you really were. Right? It was the Marriott family, and at Motorola, it was the Galvin family. But the point was to treat your customer well, and internally looking inward is make sure that your employees feel like they're working for a family situation, because the way they feel helps personify the way your company is perceived externally.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. Your employees, your team, are your biggest advocates, should be the biggest advocates.
Your most valuable assets, totally.
Yes. They interact with your brand every single day. They're an extension of the brand. And when they are not in the place of work, when they're on the weekend, on their days off, on vacation, and they talk to other people about where they work. So if someone asks them, what do you do? Where do you work? How they respond to that question is a reflection on your business. It's a reflection of the brand. And you want your employees to say, I work at this amazing place. I love this company. They're fantastic. This is what they do. They're knowledgeable. They are enthusiastic. You want your employees, your team members, your leadership team to feel excited about the company, to share that, and it comes out of them when they are speaking about the brand. That's very important, I think. And so there's, very interestingly, a lot of studies around this. There are a lot of companies that focus just on the internal communications in a corporation, on a team, because when you create materials, when you're sending out those emails to your team, are they in the same spirit or essence of how you would do it to an external audience? That is very important. I think companies that do that well will succeed over companies that don't.
Couldn't agree with you more. Couldn't agree with you more. So can we talk a little bit about, I mean, you really do have my curiosity up about this multiple Grammy Award winning musician. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So I had the pleasure and honor of working with Scott Stapp. He was previously in a band, and his song with Arms Wide Open was a highly, I'm not sure if you know of that song.
I do.
But it was a top song on the charts for forever.
Yeah.
And his band was Creed. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I had the pleasure of working with him and his wife, Jacqueline Stapp, who's fantastic as well.
Wow. That's neat. That had to be a lot of fun to work on, you know, as a client, and just, I can only imagine.
Yeah, that was a wonderful, I'm really big on storytelling, and that was a wonderful storytelling opportunity. Scott had been through a lot. And over a decade, he was diagnosed bipolar, but there was a lot of, it was a tough time. There were a lot of mishaps. There were a lot of things that happened. People can Google and see. And I'm just thrilled that he finally was able to break the story to People magazine and talk about his journey to where he is now, and the support of his phenomenal family, mm-hmm. and the long journey that they had to come on to get to where they are now. And so being able to work with him and his family in that capacity was wonderful, to help be there for them as they told this very brave story about his illness and how he overcame that and is doing well now.
That's terrific. Let's switch gears a little bit, Angela. Sure. You know, we talked about the commercial and consumer type businesses. I know you've done a lot of work with government officials and community leaders. How are things different when you're creating integrated marketing campaigns for organizations like those?
Sure. So my most recent example of that and my largest, most impactful example of that kind of work was during my time in Sierra Leone. I spent 2 years working on a private sector development program there that was very much collaborative and in line with the initiatives that the government of Sierra Leone was trying to execute at that particular time, post-Ebola, very challenging time for the country. And our team, our organization, worked in alignment with some of the ministries there, agricultural, trade ministries, to ensure that what we were doing was in line with what they wanted to do. And that was a phenomenal experience, wonderful experience to be able to do that. And it's really looking at the collaboration, understanding what the objective is of that particular government entity, and creating a working system that allows for your work to align with the work that they are doing. So while we were very focused on private sector development, it was incredibly important for us to understand what the government was trying to achieve and how, from the private sector development, we can support those initiatives. And again, talk to them about what we're doing so that they can have buy-in to what we're doing. So communication in that case is key, looking for the common ground, mm-hmm. is very important. You know, you think about the public-private partnerships, PPP, and what that entails. It's these two different entities coming together for the common good, for a common goal.
That had to be very fulfilling work for you, I'm sure.
It definitely was. And it was looking at how do these entities come together, form partnerships to achieve what can't be done solely by one side or the other, right? Mm-hmm. So you need the participation of the private sector, you need participation of the public sector in order to achieve very big goals and to overcome very big challenges. And that is true, I believe, across the board. When you look at other countries, you look at the United States, that collaboration between the public and the private sectors to achieve big goals is very important. And so when I look at those types of partnerships, it's about knowing that goal. What's the common goal? What are we trying to achieve? Help raise people out of poverty, help to create more jobs, help to streamline things in society so that there are more opportunities for everyone. So looking at that, understanding what the common goal is, listening to each other, and then ensuring that the projects, the things that you're trying to implement are in alignment.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent stuff. So if you were to give a business three pieces of advice on what they can do right now to begin integrating their marketing across all media, what would those three things be?
The first thing would be understand what your brand is.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? What are you trying to convey about your business or service? And get very clear about that. That is critical. That's the foundation of everything else. And so if you're clear about what you want to communicate to your target audience, to the general audience, to your people, that's the first step. Then once you've identified what that first step is, I would say, what does that look like visually? How does your brand translate into the visuals? What's your logo?
Mm-hmm.
What does your website look like? What do your physical pieces of communications look like? And then I would say, what does that look like in the written word? What is your vision, your mission statement, as you will? Well, I think a lot of us are very familiar with those. We see them on all of the websites all of the time. But I think it's important to make sure that that does align with your physical brand identity. And now what does that look like on paper? You combine these things and then ask yourself, are these things coming to fruition? Are they being communicated and marketed correctly on the website, on your social media channels, in your internal communications, in your external communications, in how your leadership speaks about the company? What are those talking points, if you will? And now you're looking at consistency, and now you're looking at taking this very critical element and making sure it's integrated across all of these platforms. And I believe that's at the core. After that, you can look at getting very creative, doing activations, doing events, looking at other ways to engage your audience, looking at interesting content that you can produce with that foundation in place.
Sounds like you've got the recipe and the solution for so many businesses that wrestle with these issues. And those are three really great points that I'm sure our listeners will take advantage of, take to heart. And so, Angela, how can people reach out to you? What's the best way to reach you? This is time for your shameless promo or plug.
I love it. So I have a website. It's pretty simple, angelabetancourt.com. And that's a good place to read a little bit more about me. I have a lot of links there to other things that I'm working on. So you can go to angelabetancourt.com and read some insight things. You can connect with me there on Twitter. You can find my LinkedIn profile there. So I think that's a good central location to go and be able to find me on all of these other areas.
Angela Betancourt, thank you so much for joining me today on the
Market
Business Like a Pro podcast. I look forward to the next time we chat.
I look forward to that also. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye.
That's it for this week's episode. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode and you're a regular listener, even if you're not a regular listener, go ahead and visit us on our Podbean website. That is where we store all of these podcasts. It's marketyourbusiness.podbean, that's podbean.com. And follow us there. Let us know that you really enjoy the podcast by following us. And this way you'll get alerted every time there's a new episode. Thanks for being a listener. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to tell your friends, too, about the Market Your Business Like a Pro podcast. You can find it everywhere. Check out all of our episodes of the Market Your Business Like a Pro podcast. It's on our website, marketyourbusiness.co. Look for the podcast tab, and there you'll find all previous episodes. And while you're on our website, don't forget to check out all the other resources and sign up for our weekly newsletter, too.
Thanks for listening to the Market Your Business Like a Pro podcast with Ken Countess. Be sure to visit marketyourbusiness.co to access show notes, discover our fantastic content, and sign up for our mailing list. Have questions? Send Ken an email, ken@thecountessgroup.com, or Twitter @countessgroup. See you next time.
If you need help with this or anything else related to marketing your business, reach out to us.